It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening or watching Davin's End. Yes, Davin's End, the show that is better than being the mama who was thrown from a train. You can join the chat room, the den pen. Go to davincomedy.com. Click live broadcast if you want to listen, if you want to watch, and still hear us too. You go to the Davin's Den page on Facebook, and we'll take care of you there. I am your host, Davin Roseblood. I am joined by Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
I hear Joe, but I don't see him. It's like being it's Joe Curry, ladies and gentlemen. It's like being haunted by a ghost that's pissed for no reason. Because usually ghosts have a reason to be pissed off. But Joe would have, like, no reason at all, but he'd still be like a crabby ghost just knocking shit over just because.
Slow down. You're a crabby ghost. I mean, if people are in the house that I'm haunting, and they're not quiet, and they got a problem with me, you know, walking around at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I've been there for a century, and they got some pair of balls because I'm the problem. Fuck them.
No, well, you are the problem. You have a lake of molten lava waiting for you, and you won't go. You are the problem.
Oh, who the hell wants to go to that? That's why I'm dragging my feet.
Well, you should have thought of that would be when you were roaming this earth. You didn't think of that, so, you know, you hang out with Satan and probably the rest of your friends.
That's why I was born cesarean, because I was facing backwards, and my mother goes, "You were a problem from the start." I go, "No, I wasn't. I heard what was going on out there. You come and get my ass. I ain't coming out."
Yeah.
I say they call him 20. I'm here.
Joe handled a birth the way he handles everything, ass backwards and wrong. But could you imagine the doctors like, "Oh, wow, what an ugly baby. You see Nettie. No, it's his ass, stupid. His head's coming."
No, she told me I was an ugly baby. I asked her one time, I go, was I a pretty baby? She goes, no. She goes, I cried for weeks.
Oh my God, yes.
You know what? The more we learn about your childhood, the more it all makes sense. I understand now.
I want to give Joe a hug now. It's like, ow, that was smarted.
Joe doesn't like hugs. He doesn't like the body contact. You could throw
was
chum.
Was that one of the stories for this week?
No, yeah. Who's the worst mom? Nettie. I'm sorry, it was years ago. It didn't happen this past year. Nettie's disqualified.
Nettie was a very good mom. She's very good.
Well, she was honest, okay. If nothing else.
Oh, God. I remember there was one time where there was a job that the boss I worked for at this one place I worked, he got let go, and it was an opening, and they asked me, and I just didn't feel like taking that position. And I go, I'll get home, I'll tell my mom, and she'll tell me I did the right thing. 30 minutes of berating on how could I be so fucking stupid.
Well, she should know. She should know. She raised you. I mean, it shouldn't be a surprise.
No, it's amazing what you think a person would say. Oh, they would definitely do the same thing. And when you add, why are you out of your fucking mind? You can't be that fucking stupid. What are you?
Well, you know, Joe.
Solid minutes of berating.
Joe, your mom was a very wise woman, and she realized your limited potential. So she was giving you sound advice.
Well, I even thought, you know, even with that, I always felt she never had confidence in me. And it's funny when you address something like that with your parents, because I addressed it with her. And I told her, I go, I don't think you have confidence in me. And she told me she never heard of such horse shit in all her life. You know? So sometimes your parents do things they don't realize, and you don't know that, you know. that you're knocking them down. And then when you confront them, they tell you you're full of shit.
And really, is there anything more reassuring than a parent telling you you're full of shit? I can't think of a more reassuring thing. Jesus Christ.
Joe, let me ask you a question. I was full of shit right now.
Joe, let me ask you a question. Was your baby blanket made out of barbed wire?
Deb says hi, and she says that Joe got cuter each year.
Hello, Deb. But this has nothing to do with Joe's exterior. This is the damage that has been done to Joe, which explains so much. It has nothing to do. We're not making fun of his exterior yet. I mean, the show's early. We can get there. This has nothing to do with his appearance. This has to do with the acid, salt, and barbed wire Joe called affection, and it explains why he is the way he is. It suddenly makes so much more sense. The awful things that you say and stand for when you tell me stories like this. See, what's so smart about Joe is now I feel bad at getting mad at Joe. And he just needs help. It's not his fault. He hasn't known love without a broken bottle attached to it. I understand, Joe. I apologize. I apologize for being upset with you. You're sharing so much on this Worst Mom's Mother's Day show. Wow.
Believe me, I'm sensitive, like when I watch Too Cute on the Animal Planet, and when it's time for the puppies to get adopted, I start tearing up and stuff. You know, I can't handle that shit.
Yeah, Joe, we know. We animals, you're very nice. The two-legged variety, not so much. We're very aware. We're very aware of your character traits. So, Joe gives us, you really can't ask for a better lead-in to announce what we're doing tonight. We're going to do our Mother's Day Worst Mom show, and Joe just sharing some heart-burning stories of his childhood. A nice way to ease into it.
You could ask, like, Anthony or Adam or something like that. My mother was the type of person, if she was listening to this right now, and it, give me that. It's Davin. I don't give a fuck who you are. How dare you? He would jump right.
First of all, your mom would love me. Your mom would love me. Second of all, if your mom was still with us, fortunately, who do you think would be second Mike? It wouldn't be you, stupid. Your mom sounds much more entertaining and acerbic than you ever could be.
It would be great to have Nettie as a fourth mic.
No. There would be no Joe. I wouldn't need Joe. I'd have Nettie and you. It would be fantastic.
Absolutely.
I'd probably get a talking to. How come we don't have a Worst Sons Countdown? Why don't we do that? I have stories.
I was fucking. But Ma, what point of I was talking? Aren't you under? Oh yeah, it was a good show. I miss that woman. I know you do.
I know you do.
Nettie was the best.
It's funny, and the script that three of us wrote, and then one of us rewrote. Nettie was very supportive and was very overt. And no version of the script is Nettie supportive. I mean, no version is she non-supportive. But we wrote Nettie as being very supportive and loving and believing.
I like the way you say in the script we wrote and someone rewrote.
Listen, man, I don't know Listen.
And by the way, that's not me they're referring to.
No,
I did not rewrite anything.
It has nothing to do with you. No, listen, there was a script that's been rewritten. My name is on it. Joe's name is on it. Didn't really contribute much. We'll see what happens with it. You know?
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, listen, if I collect a paycheck, who am I to bitch? But I didn't write most of that. So, we'll see. You know, listen, I'm not even in the fucking thing anymore. But listen, Joe's barely in it, to be honest. Anyway, all right.
I apparently didn't even make the second draft.
No, I don't want
to hear you complaining.
No. Listen, if I'm not there, you think you're going to be there? Please. You're history woman. History.
No.
And we got Scamming Scammers. So before the... Yeah, we'll do Scamming Scammers. Things are heating up in that world. So before the show, I looked at a house today, and it was like going in the Wayback Machine. Although I've seen things, like the house was built in 1970, and they might be the only owners, because like, you know when you like walk into a house, go, oh wow, it feels like the 70s in here? That was this house. But this is something I'd never seen. So you look at the pictures before you get to the house to see if you even want to see it. And it looks like there's linoleum through large portions of the house. Like that 70s linoleum with those weird like patterns and shit. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right. So fine. All right. We're going to rip this up. We get there, kids. It is not linoleum. It is carpet in the pattern of linoleum.
Oh, God.
All the ugliness of linoleum without the handiness of quick cleanup.
You know, I noticed that a lot of homes in England have these patterned carpets. And I mean, they're like everywhere. They're mostly florals, but they're friggin' everywhere. Patterned carpets. And it's like, God, that's a lot.
Yeah, so there was that aspect of it. Well, a couple of the cool things. So you go in the backyard. It looks like it would be flat. It's not flat. It's actually slanted. You go to the back of the backyard. I think the property's like on 3/4 acre, which is fine. And they built a fort. There is a fort in the backyard. I want to...
Is it a kid's fort? Is it a lunatic fort?
You know what? It's up for grabs. I mean, we could have a meeting with the militia there. I don't know. So it's a wooden fort where you go upstairs. You go upstairs, and then there's like the bottom area. So it's not level to the floor. And then there's another place where you could go up a little higher, and they have like cutouts. I guess where you would shoot. It's a fucking fort.
Oh, my God. Do they have, like, a deer platform and the trees? Like,
but it's not a deer platform, because a deer platform wouldn't be attached to the ground, because there are woods behind it. That's what I first thought. And also, the holes to shoot are aimed at the house. So if you're expecting the deer to come out of the kitchen onto the deck, that could be why you have the holes facing that way. Otherwise, I really don't know. But I do like the fort. I'm like, I'm going to get water balloons and water guns, and we're going to battle. This is going to be amazing.
This is pretty scary.
It's like a nut house. I wouldn't buy that joint.
And the other thing in there, so there's a 2-car garage. In the garage, is a Dodge Neon. I haven't seen a Dodge Neon since high school, and it looks like it's in pretty good condition.
Wow.
You weren't expecting to see a tree fort either. You got that?
No, it's a fun house. It was a fun house. So. This house needs that. There's wooden floors throughout, but you got to rip up the carpeting in a lot of places. You got to get the floors redone. Got to redo the bathrooms. I mean, it's straight out of the 70s. Straight out of the 70s.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're asking way too much, so we might go through another walkthrough with a contractor to see how much it would cost to redo everything before we make an offer.
My guess would be with the floors and the bed. How's the kitchen?
Needs to be redone.
It's probably going to be 80 G's by the time you put furniture in there.
That's what I figured, 80 or 100,000. So, but you know what? They're asking too much for what it is. So you get them off that price, and then figure if I could put in 100,000 on top of it, because I probably got to do vinyl siding because they got like the wood. Got to do that.
Oh yeah.
Hopefully the roof is in good condition and the septic. Who knows? But if I can I can get them down 50. From what they're asking, and maybe it's 100 to do it, then it might be worth it. Otherwise, we keep looking. The daughter is not pleased.
And you know what, Dad, with a house like that, it's like when you start doing something, you know, when you look at everything. All right, all of this has got to be done. Then you start doing it. Then the contract, we got a problem. This is rotted. This is that. Well, how much is this run? No, it's probably going to be about another 5 G's to fix this. All right, fuck it, do it. All right.
Yeah, you know what? That's a valid point. Once you get started.
But, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Once
so it adds up. There's two pips.
Yeah. One of them's frozen.
I know.
The pip on the right is talkative. The one on the other side is not so much.
I like the one on the other side better. But anyway.
I think you'd like the quiet one.
I like the quiet one. So it was fun to go in the Wayback Machine. We'll see. The daughter's not thrilled because her bedroom would be about the same size as what we have now. Who knows? There's just not much on the market. But that's this week's housing update. In other news, my mom calls me last Friday. I talked to her for a few minutes, and then she talks to my wife and my daughter. She then asked to talk to me again. Why did she want to talk to me again? Take a guess, guys.
Somebody died.
Pip wins. Somebody died. My mom's death report.
I look forward to
that.
It's going to be after this. It's going to be. I got to get sponsors for it.
Oh yeah, why not?
So this is who died this week. This is who died with you got. So there was a 19-year-old that went to my parents' synagogue. He was one of the 45 people killed in the Israeli stampede when they went to see the rabbi from hundreds of years ago on the holiday. This is what she needs to tell me. My mom needs to tell me this. How do you think I handled this?
I don't think with decorum.
Well, that goes without saying, Joe. That's a layup right there.
I think that you probably just said, you know, something like, I don't know this person. Why are you telling me?
I feel like after that statement, you don't know me. Wow.
I don't. I don't know what you would say.
I said, well, that's a stupid way to die. I mean, really, you're stampeded by a bunch of other Jews seeing a rabbi who's been long dead. I mean, what a terrible, 45 people. At what point do you go, hey, Yossi, slow down. We're stepping on a kiva. Maybe we should back the fuck up. How many people have to, 45 Orthodox Jews, a running of the Jews, as they had in Borat. We had a running of the Jews.
Oh my God. I didn't see that, but that would be hilarious.
And so my mom is very displeased. She's like, well, that's terrible. That's not funny. She's like, well, people die in stampedes in concerts. First of all, I don't know that to be the case. Second of all, I said, well, they're stupid too. Oh, Rihanna's on stage. Let's everybody run and kill each other. Are you fucking kidding me?
You don't remember the incident with the Who in Cincinnati?
I wasn't born yet. I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
you were born.
No, wait, what was that, like 73 or something?
78.
All right, Pip, I was 4. I wasn't keeping track of the Who when I was 4. Stampede.
Oh, crap.
The stampede on Romper Room, you'd have to worry about. The great stampede on Romper Room where about 20 kids got killed. And all you saw was romper stopper marks all over them.
That would have been more. Yeah, or the running of the Sesame Street. Yeah, it's the stampede on Sesame Street.
The running of the Snuffleupagus.
The running of the Snuffleupagus. So she's called
bird.
Now this is on the heels of her telling me the week before about the kids dying and the whatchamacallit? What's the thing? The exercise machine.
Oh, the Peloton.
The Peloton.
At least.
Yes. that she found
out. Are Orthodox Jews getting sucked into the Pelotons too?
No.
So okay.
My new strategy with my mother is, because I don't like these death reports. I don't know why people feel the compulsion. Like, if it's somebody you know, okay, I get that. But why are you telling me about random deaths? So my new strategy will be to constantly make fun of the dead so that she gets so pissed off and annoyed that she won't do it anymore. Because that's all I got.
Well,
I'm sorry. Ed. Speaking about the death notifications, I get a call on Sunday. I had a good time. Sunday, my brother was in on the island, mm-hmm. and we went out to a family friend's house. We had a great, amazing time. It was a great time. And then he came over here yesterday. It was really fun. But anyway, I'm out in Greenport on Sunday. You know, the whole thing, I go out with family, had a great time. I get back here at 12 o'clock at night, and my phone rings, and I think it's one of my relatives. Maybe I left something at, the house out there, and it's my ex-wife. And she goes, you know, my uncle died. And I'm like, oh, God, I'm so sorry and stuff like that. And she goes, you didn't answer any of my texts. I go, Joanne, I was with my family. You don't look at your texts? No, not when I'm sitting with my brother, you know, and I'm talking to my brother. No. So we have, ironically, one of my good friends, Mike, knows that family. And she goes, well, you're going to let Mike know? I go, yeah, I'll let Mike know. So then I get emails yesterday, because yesterday My family came over, and then I had to go into the city, go on Anthony's show. And once again, I get home at 9:30 at night. Oh, you're a horrible person, you know. I go, I write her back. I go, what do you mean I'm horrible? I go, I let Mike know. And I go, Joanne, I go, I just got back from the city. And I go, my brother stopped in. We had breakfast, and then I split to the city afterwards when he went home. Oh, okay. I'm like, you know, number one, I understand, you know, because she goes, oh, well, when your aunt died, I was sympathetic. Well, that's fine. But number one, it's like I'm with my family. Number two, you know, we're divorced. Yeah, I feel bad, but it's like I'm not obligated.
Here's what I don't understand. You know? Here's what I don't understand. She called you a horrible person. She divorced you. I mean, that goes without saying. I mean, obviously, if she felt you were a wonderful person, there wouldn't be a need for a divorce. She's already not your biggest fan. Like, why is she saying this like this is fucking news or something? You're not too fond of her either.
Yeah. And I mean, we've been divorced 2 years. We've been, this June, it's 4 years we're out of the house. We haven't seen each other, you know. Like I said, I felt bad, but I don't believe you don't look at your text. No, not when I'm with my family. I look at my text, you know. I mean, that was the and think, you know, you think about life. Like I said, as I've gotten older, I've learned to appreciate stuff. So every moment, my brother's 91, you know, half brother, and every moment I spend with him is just I cherish every moment. So I'm there. We just sat and talked. We had a nice dinner with my nephew and his girlfriend and our family friend Doug. It was a really lovely day. I'm not looking at the phone. I don't give a shit about anything when I'm with my brother and my family. I don't give a shit. I don't care.
Yeah, I didn't even call you and go, where the fuck are the clips? I didn't do that. See, so she should know her place too.
But yeah, you wouldn't have heard from me then. I mean, I'm enjoying every moment. We're sitting. We're looking at the water. We're having a great tour. As a matter of fact, we're going back up to the farm this weekend and stuff like that. But it was a good time. So you know, when she immediately is nasty. Oh, you're cold hearted. I go cold. No. Yeah, I got to explain myself.
Well,
no, you don't. She's your ex-wife. You do not have to explain yourself whatsoever. By the way, I think you're echoing.
Who is?
Well, I got the sound off.
Yeah? Okay, never mind.
I don't hear an echo, but
Tom said somebody's echoing, but he's not sure who.
After all these years, he can't tell the difference in our voices?
I don't I sound exactly like Joe. I know why it's difficult.
Yes, but I mean, listen, in the ex's defense, as far as her assessment of Joe, I can't quibble. I just don't really feel like it needs to be reiterated. I don't know. I feel like, you know, during the marriage, you got to make those points known. I don't know why you would have to continue to do so. So I feel like,
yeah.
I feel like it's a bit much. It's a bit showboaty of the ex. We know Joe's a terrible and cold-hearted person, but why does he got to hear it from you? He had like 20 years of that shit.
Well, sometimes she'll text me some dim-witted shit she wants to know, and then she'll send me question marks. You're not answering me. I didn't answer you when we were married. I'm going to do it while we're divorced.
Yeah, like, I don't understand why the constant contact, because you guys are not friends. Like, I don't understand why she needs to be in constant contact with you.
Yeah, I mean, Mr. Helix and ex-Mrs. Helix were not, you know, friendly-ish right after they split up, but we're all friends now, because it's been years and years, and there's no reason to throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, they had a life together, and it's like, you know, everything's cool. She's remarried, he's remarried, you know, everybody's fine, but this is really soon, and she's being very presumptuous, thinking,
yeah, but
you
hold
have
on.
To be on call.
Hold on, but Joe and Joanne weren't friends during their marriage. Have you ever heard them talk to each other? Have you ever seen that? There was no friendship. There was no kindred spirit. The only time Joanne was a friend to Joe was when you or I attacked him. Then she was like a fucking rabid pit bull. Other than that, she don't give a shit about stupid. So,
when you tried to give me the cat, and I get back from upstate. Where's the cat? What do you mean the cat? Well, you told them I didn't want a cat. Well, we can't have a cat. Well, that's not what you said. I'm like, God Almighty, huh?
Should have taken the cat. Cat would still be alive. Yeah. Cat would be alive if you would have taken him.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but Ken White Jr. also says we have bad audio. So, and Tom says, I know the voices, I just don't know whose sound is causing the echo. He's mad that we're making fun of him,
apparently. Then he's obviously fucking new. All right.
But, apparently we have bad sound.
I have hit mute now. I have hit mute on mine. So,
okay.
Davin is talking. Is there an echo when I talk?
All right, we'll have to wait for the answer because, you know, there's a delay before I can see.
I understand.
They hear it.
Now
they can tell me what they're thinking.
Then now Pip has talked. Now we will wait. And Joe. Oh. Joe will say a few words.
And hello.
Ken,
hello.
Shut up, Pip.
An echo, but...
Pip, shut up. I'm trying to get Joe speak. Joe, talk.
Hello. Hello.
Riveting.
Hello.
Riveting. Okay, good. Now what, Pip?
Well, Ken said echo, and you were the first one to talk. So, Tom says, I hear Joe echoing and occasionally Davin.
I don't know why that is.
Try it now. Hold on. Try it now. Am I echoing now? Check one.
You sound better.
Yeah, that might, you know what? Yeah, because there was a mute. You know what? There was a mute thing that automatically I thought was muted on there.
Ah.
Go up to the screen and you hit mute. So that was me. I believe it fixed the problem.
And this is why Joe's ex needs to constantly stay on top of him. As I've been saying, she's a wise and kind woman, and Joe can't be left to his own devices. I completely support the former Mrs. Curry.
I fucked up on that. I thought when you muted it, it was me, but when you go into the individual thing, all right, well, you know what? Not for nothing. We probably fixed it. All right.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for helping
fix.
Thank you, guys, for helping fix Joe. We appreciate it. Although although the former Mrs. Curry wishes you could have helped fix Joe years ago. But here we are. We're doing what we can. and Joe's mom, Mrs. Curry, knows there's no chance at fixing Joe, but she loves him nonetheless. So that's what we have done. The final thing.
Pull a rise and go with your life, Joseph.
It's your life. If you want to disappoint others, be my guest. You know what you're capable of.
you know, I was thinking that although it would be riveting radio, it might be too TMI if the three of us did a battle on not the worst mothers, but the worst mother moments. That would be really scary.
Tom says
now there's no sound.
Now there's no sound? All right.
Take your
All right.
I think they're fucking with us.
I don't know. No.
All right. Now I have unmuted. I have unmuted. Joe is muted. Pip is muted. It should work now. Let's hope for that.
Oh boy.
But I will say my mother-in-law is a ray of sunshine too. She calls with like different types of bad news to like so it's like there's like a major event coming up which I cannot disclose. In our family, not my immediate family, in our family, and it is coming up in the fall. Everybody's looking forward to it. Well, you know, everybody's excited about it. So my mother-in-law calls up and goes, "Hey, you know what? That's the day your dad died." Oh my god! Now my wife's in.
Oh my god!
It's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're ruining a perfectly good evening. What are you doing? It's like it's like throwing a Molotov cocktail and just cruising down the street. It's like Portland, Oregon up in this bitch. That's what it is.
You know, there's things you don't say. My cousin, her daughter got married on, I think the 20th of 20th of September or something like that. Or I think my grandmother's birthday, whatever. And I'm like, oh, she's getting married on her grandmother's birthday. But I didn't say anything because even though, you know, it's like, oh, it's on grandma's birthday, nobody wants to hear dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? I didn't comment. You know, I don't care. And I don't think it was a big deal. But, you know, you're like, oh, it's grandma's birthday that day. Yeah, okay. But I didn't say anything, you know, because, you know, nobody wants to hear stupid shit.
Or another thing. The mother-in-law will make a promise. Oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah, I can do that. Go, okay. Then when you ask, you know, a couple hours later, a day later, a week later, hey, you know what? That sounds really good. Can you do that? No, actually, I don't think I can. Son of a bitch! Just what are you fucking doing? You're killing me over here. Why are you doing these things?
Now, does your wife get upset, or she just
yes,
goes, you forget
yes, the wife gets upset. Obviously, you know, it's not my mother. I deal with my own mother. But if the wife's upset, shit rolls downhill. It's my job to make everybody copacetic. It's my job to make everybody fucking even keel and repress shit just enough so we can continue as a fucking family unit. We can't have people blowing gaskets and shit over here. The whole thing's a fucking Jenga house. It could all come crashing down.
Well, I told you the story. Obviously, about I think it was 12 years ago. My in-laws were having their 60th wedding anniversary celebration. They were going to actually have it at my house. Going to this big dinner and stuff like that. It was on the same exact day as the Curry family reunion.
Oh wow!
And I got everything set up and stuff like that. But my mother-in-law, and I love my mother-in-law, so she was upset. Yeah. You know, oh, why does you know? And Joanne's like, what am I supposed to tell my mother? And I go, well, what am I supposed to tell my brother?
There's nothing you can do.
I had to go.
Why not? Why not have everything together? I feel like that would have been the best story. Have everything together.
I don't know if a bunch of Italians want to get in the car and drive up to Lake Hope, Pennsylvania.
Well, I will tell you this much, your friend. One Jew in Orange County, New York, wishes that trip would have been made. I would love to see your brother deal with the mayhem of your ex and the periphery around that. I would have enjoyed that very much.
That was a long day because Joanne had to work that day. So I'm just working around the house, getting everything up, mow the lawn, get done mowing the lawn at 8 o'clock at night. I got to jump in the shower, pack my stuff, and then I had to drive out to Pennsylvania.
Well, you know what? You did a good job though. You set up the house for your wife, and you went. I can't fault you with that. You did a good job. Hey, did you get your Johnson & Johnson?
Yeah, I got it. I got it on Wednesday.
Congratulations! Then no side effects.
My arm hurts like hell still.
Well, you got a shot,
but the side effects, no really
good.
Side effects.
Good.
It kind of worked out because basically, you know, I was discussing it with my family. We were discussing the shot and stuff like that. And sometimes you got to do what you got to do because basically the day I scheduled the shot, one of my boys, you remember my boss? Remember we met him at the gas station and stuff like that.
It's where I like to meet all your bosses.
Yeah. And we met him briefly. But anyway, he's in the thing. He's going, yeah, we might get away with doing the mask. We're waiting for everybody to get shots and stuff like that. So they're asking. So he looks at me, Curry, when are you getting your shot? I go, actually, tonight at 5. Good. And I was able to rattle it off. So, you know, I mean, I just wanted to, like I was saying last week, you got to play the room. You got to do what you got to do. And I was just waiting for a day where I had nothing going on. And Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I had nothing going on. So it was the perfect time. So it turned out well. You know, all right, what are you going to do?
Very exciting. So next week we gain Pip back in the den, and maybe in 3 weeks, a month, Joe makes a cameo. It would be very nice to see Joe's smiling face in person and do the show all together, where we don't have to say what we're thinking, but we can just give each other very dirty looks. I look forward
and
to...
And kicks under the table. I look forward to kicks under the table.
Yes, I know. So in that vein, good news for us in the where we live, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, all opening up on May 19th to take it off the. I'm so excited. I'm thrilled. Now it's weird though. What's weird though? Interesting though. In New York, so if you can prove that you've been vaccinated or you've taken or negative, or you've tested negative, in the restaurants you don't have to be 6 feet apart. But in New Jersey, they have not announced that. So that's kind of a weird thing since they're all opening up together. And also, I'm very excited that they have now approved. It looks like they're going to approve Pfizer for kids. So if I could get my daughter vaccinated, she could actually have like a really good summer. You know, July, August. So good stuff. It feels better. Things feels better. Then you look over at India and they're like 3,000 people are dying a day. I mean, it's heartbreaking what's going on over there. And they have so many Guptas. You'd think with all those Guptas, all those doctors running around, it wouldn't get that bad. But it's terrible. It's heartbreaking. That's what's so weird about this. Like, we were in the ass end of it for a long time, and other countries were looking better than us. But now apparently we got our shit together, and other countries. It's just maddening. Hopefully we get this under control. Everybody gets vaccinated, and you know, we can go on with life. You know, do the good old things. Fear ISIS. Good shit like that. Maybe a random shooting at Walmart. Nah, we're still doing that. Some habits are hard to kick. But, you know, be scared about the normal shit instead of the COVID. The COVID-19. So, but good news. I'm excited that things are opening up. I look forward to going to a restaurant. They're even opening up buffets. I'm back, baby. Buddha Belly's back. Open up the buffets. I can't wait.
Speaking of buffets, while I was looking for the worst mothers of the year, I came across this great story. I could not use it because it was actually on a satire site. But the story was that there was a mother, a 400-pound woman, who left her four kids locked in the car for 8 hours while she just hit the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yes! You say worst mother, I say best mother. That is a good woman who is prioritizing.
Four hours in an all-you-can-eat buffet?
8 hours.
8 hours? You go now! 8 hour! Go now! But, Joe, let's be honest. If we, you know, coming back from Kentucky to New York, we stopped at a buffet. If we didn't have to do that drive, we could still be there right now.
No, that food was awful.
It was not. It's weird how in the middle of the country, you don't find quality Chinese food. How does that happen? No, it was not very good. 8 hours. I'll tell you what, though. That's not a meal. That's a fucking day. That is somebody who's planned accordingly. They probably brought a change of clothing with them. They probably are what? They probably have, like, their iPad or something so they can watch the TV. That's how you do a buffet. I'm in and out in, like, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. I am doing it incorrectly. You make them pay. That is probably not somebody, and we've talked about this many times, because this is something one of the few things I know, and it's close to my heart. These are probably not the people who are loading up on carbs. They are loading up on the proteins. They're getting their crab legs. They're getting their shrimp. They're getting their prime rib. They are making the buffet pay, and that's what you do. You make them pay. Go, how could you put all this food out here when people are starving? I will make you pay. I will show you what a glutton I can be. I have brought pants that are two sizes too big. I have a mop for my meat sweats. Let's do this. I will make you rethink your business model.
I wish that it was a real story, because I know that I would have placed very well in our contest, but it was a satire story. I was so disappointed because it was really funny.
Well, I mean, if it was real, this woman is marriage material. This is the type. this woman and I share interests together. It's just a shame it's a farce. But yes, I look forward to buffeting it again.
Well, except for the four kids locked in the car during those entire 8 hours, yes, she did have the right.
You know what,
track.
Pip? I'm sure she was going to bring out like a drumstick or a wing that she snuck out in one of her fucking folds for the kids to gnaw on. I'm sure it would have been fine. Let's not paint her as a bad mother yet. All right, you know what? We don't know how it plays out. She is a paragon of virtue, this woman, and I only wish she was still on the market and real, because I would leave it all for this woman, because we have interests together.
I just threw up in my mouth a little when you said smuggling out food in her folds.
What? That's it's like a warmer. You know, like how underneath the oven they have that tray that people think it's storage, but it's really a warmer. That's what fat folds are. They are human warmers. You just put like you can like put like a rotisserie chicken. Like depending on your size, it's hard to get like a full chicken. But you can definitely like a good day of yard work. You can rotisserie a drumstick or a breast if you got a big enough fold. Absolutely.
You know what? I tell you, he probably dropped it. He probably find an egg roll in there from 2012.
No, Joe. I don't think food lasts that long.
Tom says that woman would be my hero. Who needs kids getting in my way of an extra rack of ribs?
See? Tom and I are on the same page. Tom gets it. He understands the proper way to attack a buffet. Children, let me tell you something. Children have no place in a buffet. They are small. They're in the way. They're trying to reach for shit. Move! Move! Get the fuck out of the way!
I bet when they arrested her, they probably had to get a flatbed from the impound yard to bring her downtown. Yeah.
Well, the one thing you do have to be certain of, there was no sudden movements with this woman. The police, the only way the police could say they feared for their lives was if they were dressed as a chicken nugget. Otherwise, they would be fine.
Is there sauce on that officer?
What? What was that?
Even if she didn't comply, you wouldn't know it for 20 minutes.
Oh, my God. Ken White Jr. says, there was a woman in an emergency room. They found a drumstick tucked under her breast.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
God.
Yes, these are my type of people. So often, and I know this because I'm looking for houses now. The women always worry, do we have enough storage? Is there room to put our shit? The people we are talking about are human storage units. They are finding places on their person to put stuff. They're like a walking pantry. These are my type of people. I don't like people, but if I'm going to be around them, I want people surrounded with snacks and proteins.
This is just so sick. Storing things on your body.
Yes.
You know, that's got to be some greasy, nasty, lint-covered shit going on there.
You know what? You know what? I eat Burger King. Apparently, I'm immune to this shit. It don't matter to me. Let's get past this COVID and let me get surrounded by these fat fucking storage units that we call human beings. I want to be ensconced with them because I will never go hungry because they have snacks. I'm tired of having to walk up a flight of stairs and stuffing my own stupid face. I can just gnaw on the shit they have stored in rolls.
Well, seeing it as a Mother's Day, another Mother's story, when my mom's birthday would come up, like, Mom, where do you want to go? I want to go to the Chinese buffet. I want to sit and laugh at the fat people.
No.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, God.
Did she point to?
Oh, Joseph, look at that. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I go, yeah, and that looks like the Hindenburg. Is that the fuck? In Chow Mein.
Is that the Chow Mein, did you say?
Yeah.
You know, I feel like Chow Mein was a 70s dish. I know it's still on the menu. I've never seen anybody eat Chow Mein. As a kid, I remember, like, my parents opening up, like, a can of Chow Mein and throwing, like, those Chinese noodles in. But as an adult...
That was the La Choy Town. They would have the little Chow Mein noodles or whatever the fuck you were. There was a can on top of the Chow Mein. And you make the Chow Mein and you throw the noodles on top of it.
Okay. So, like, but I feel like I haven't seen Chow Mein... Like in 30 years, I feel like there's no more Chow Mein. Like it's just listed, but I've never seen anybody chow down on Chow Mein.
I ate chicken Chow Mein.
When?
I never get it. I mean, I used to have it as a kid, but when I go out now, I usually get lo mein or egg foo young. But Chow Mein, haven't
Chow Mein. Egg Foo Young! I feel like that's something out of, like, 50s cartoons. I don't know if I've ever seen an adult order Egg Foo Young. I feel
like... Egg Foo Young is great. You know what? At the buffet, because there's so much other stuff, I rarely get Egg Foo Young. However, if I'm going out, I want to just stop by the Chinese place, bring something home for dinner. Usually, it's, like I said, Egg Foo Young, General Tso's chicken... on a rare occasion, or a lo mein.
Yeah, I just feel like there's things on the Chinese menu that are from another time. Like I haven't had a poo-poo platter in 20 years. And poo-poo platters were fantastic. And quite the spectacle. Because when you had the poo-poo platter, not only did you have a variety and it like spun around, but there was a flame. You don't get no poo-poo platters anymore. These are things I miss. And the name is awesome. Only the Chinese go, fuck them. We'll name it something after shit. They'll eat it. Only the Chinese can come up with that.
I tell you, though, there was a Chinese place where I used to live, and they were very good. They changed hands, and these new owners took over. And I go in there one night, I go, yeah, can I get some lo mein? Oh, we don't have any of that. We have gourmet Chinese food. And I looked at them, I go, you're not going to be around long. 6 months, you were done. people like the staple stuff, man. You know, you want to go in, and you want, you know.
So, you know, Joe, some people would say you were nasty. I would just call you a human fortune cookie. All right, let's.
Well, Tom said that Egg Foo Young sounds like a villain in a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
That's what I said. That's what I said. It's like something out of like a 50s cartoon. See, Tom and I are on the same wavelength again.
Yeah. And Ken White says, "Who flung dung?"
All right, now we're getting silly. Next thing.
Who flung dung?
I love that.
But it is weird. But thinking about that, it is weird that poo-poo platter is actually a real thing, but come some young guy is just something some 16-year-old says. It is kind of weird.
They're both good. They're both funny comments. I had to throw them out there because, I mean, you know, Chinese food has funny names anyway. But then when you have,
I don't know that.
Stuff like poo-poo platter on purpose, that's funny.
Yeah. The Chinese say we have a poo-poo platter, everybody's excited. I say it, nobody wants to come near me. But what are you going to do? I guess
that poo-poo might be different than their poo-poo.
Joe, I chalk it up to anti-Semitism. That's what I chalk it up to. All right, we have much to do this evening. Let us take our first break so we could do our worst moms of the year countdown. Pip and I were talking on the pre-show that we went for creativity this year. Anybody can be a brutal mom, but we want creative. So we'll see if Joe went for creativity or if he just went for horrible human beings.
I don't know. I was trying to find creative and stuff like that, but I don't know about you guys. Doing the selections, I feel like an awful piece of shit.
Yes.
Mission accomplished.
Yes. For picking these, you know, I was like, yeah, really, you fucking awful piece of shit.
But they'll be fun.
Was this the one, the segment that we did 2 years ago where we had a discussion after?
Yes, Joe.
Yes, Joe.
But don't worry.
Yes.
Don't worry. I have entertaining moms. They're terrible. That's why they're on the list. But they're entertaining. You shall be entertained. So I definitely want you to come back after the break. Because on the break, we have new music from Sum Finn. I'm not saying it wrong. That's the name of the band, Sum Finn. And their song is Starlet's Dream. And you can learn more about them at fluttertone.com. And South Dog Rock with Rote Rose. Sounds like when Scooby-Doo met Pete Rose. Rote Rose.
Yeah, right.
South Dog. And you can learn more about them at KHB.
Pete Rose.
At KHB-music.de. Short break, and we will be right back.